When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Ah, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Well, it is the first Sunday of November already. Yikes, can you believe it? And I'll have to tell you, the first heavy freeze at my house, although I have to say, looking over my shoulder out the window, much better than last Sunday. It is beautifully beautiful sunny weather, blue sky, except really foggy this morning and a little low clouds. I frankly can't tell you if the city of Seattle is still on the planet or not, because I can't see it. But the view has changed here in the studio, as you all know. Last week we said our goodbyes, farewells, and well wishes to Gary Hill, Animal World's production engineer, as I used to call him, my radio spouse of 8+ years, because he's taking the Sundays off these days to stay home with his kids, which is what he should be doing. And of course, he's listening to us now, so if he's there rolling with the kids in bed, Gary, we love you, we miss you. However, there is a bright, shiny face filling his shoes. Well, actually, yes, his shoes, because, you know, now this is strange. But I guess before I tell you what's strange, I'll tell you that I'm absolutely delighted to introduce Animal World's new and the first official time being our production engineer, Mike Roberge. Did I get that right? Is he?
You did.
Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Martha. It's a pleasure to be here. Gary's going to be, that's a tough act to follow, but you know, I've got a couple things up my sleeve, and as much as we're going to miss Gary, Gary's good friend, worked with him for years.
You're not going to miss him. You weren't here when he was here.
No, but Gary and I collaborated on a lot of other things, particularly on the sports side.
You did the sports station show together, yes, didn't you?
And you know, coordinated a lot of the other sporting events that we ran on
but
the station.
But I have to say, you are one up on Gary.
How could that be?
Because you're a husky.
That part is true.
And he's a cat, you know?
Yeah.
So the things will change.
But he's a good coo. We're good huskies, he's a good coo.
I had my tissue last week. I had my tears, and like I said, I've called him my radio spouse for a very long time. To say, you know, Mike and I are still getting to know each other.
Yes, we are.
I don't think we can say we're radio spouses yet.
No, but we're
working towards it.
Is this our first date? Well, it's not really our first date.
It is. It's our official.
We've been introduced before. And this is, I guess I would call this our first date.
We've stuck our toe in the water.
Is this going to be double Dutch, or whatever they call that? Not double Dutch.
Well, I'm not sure.
You know,
we haven't quite figured out the rules yet.
Okay. We make the rules up as we go.
Well, you know
what? That's what I like.
Because it's Martha and Mike, it could be the M&M show.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Let's go for it.
Yeah. Now, the first thing that I have to get used to, folks, because, you know, I like to fill you in on everything that may throw me off a little bit, is that Gary always sat in the chair. Mike doesn't sit, he stands.
I'm a stand-up
kind of
guy.
So what's up with that? You are?
Yeah.
That's just
I've got more room to move in case,
I see,
you know, it all breaks loose,
too.
You know, and sometimes sitting in a chair, if you do need to move, can be a little awkward. So you'll see me standing most of the time. Now, that's not to say that I don't sit. Some things you can sit.
Well, see, I'm used to having my head at this level.
Right.
Which I would then be looking.
Sure.
But now I have to raise my head.
Yeah, I gotta move the microphone here a little bit. Again, folks, we're just sort of
getting
to know you.
Oh, gosh. It's too bad that the Jingle Cats didn't record that one.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
we could do it. I'll look around.
Cool. Because we played one of my favorite songs a couple weeks ago when Kevin MacDonald and Kim Miller were in practicing for next week's show. That's a whole other thing. We'll talk about that later because I won't be here. But Mike is going to cover the bases for me.
That's right.
Before I even do that, though, before I talk about, because we did play another song, but I want to apologize right now.
Soon?
Yeah. Well, I'm apologizing ahead of time.
I see. Okay.
In case I go on automatic pilot sometime, because you'll know if I go on automatic pilot and I'm not all here, because I will call you Gary or Gare or something like that.
I've been called worse than that.
So if that happens, you just slap me. But I'm apologizing ahead if I call you Gary.
Not a problem.
Because it might take a while. However, Mike is one of my favorite names. In fact, I named my first German Shepherd Michael.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a good name. It works.
It is a good name. It is. So this will be good. Hopefully I'll make the change. Well, but anyway, a couple weeks ago, I had Gary pull up, Little River Band Reminiscing.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the first shows I guested on when I started here on Animal World was Kevin MacDonald's show in the afternoon. So we reminisced a bunch on that. But, there was someone, I love that song. So, and since you're standing now, maybe you'll be the first one ever that will dance with me when there's a
appropriate music. Yeah, I've been known to kind of move a little bit. You know,
cool.
It's nothing, it's not great. And we're certainly not going to turn on the webcam because I don't do this for everybody. But, if it's got a nice beat and you can dance to it, sure, why not?
Cool.
It's Sunday morning. What a great way to spend a Sunday morning. As you said, it's kind of really nice outside, although it's cool.
Well, that's the other good thing, being that it's Sunday morning, is that previously when you've had to fill in for Gary, it's kind of been Martha and Mike asleep at the switch. Because the one thing I know about you is you are like me, you're a night person.
That is correct.
And you've, up until very recently, you've had the night shift on Saturdays here at KKNW, and you were here till 2 in the morning.
Well, not quite that late, but it seemed like 2 o'clock in the morning when you had to get up at 5 or 6.
Well, that's what you told me.
Well,
you must have been exaggerating a little bit.
No, it was probably one of those days where things ran late, and the schedule changes a lot.
So you were here till the crack of dawn. Saturday night, and being a morning person, having to be here for Animal World on Sunday, there were a few times where you didn't have a whole lot of sleep.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, I'm thinking, not good if both of us are asleep at the switch. but now you're not, you're working daytimes.
I work days now on Saturday, so I do get a good night's rest, so I can get here and be cheeried and not quite so.
So there's hope of at least one of us being awake on Sunday mornings.
Well, that's the plan. And of course, as we head into the winter season, my greatest fear is not so much oversleeping. I get up when I need to get up, but we're going to have that day, or maybe those days where snow and ice on the road.
Oh, let's not even go there.
Do the trek over here. It'll be interesting.
But you know what? It is today is a Martha and Robin Sunday.
That's
so
correct.
That is Mount Shasta Mystic, host of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, is joining us today. And I believe she's probably in the background there just wanting to welcome you to Animal World.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. And what are you two feeling over there? You're feeling your way together? I'm like, woohoo.
No. You misunderstand.
Did you hear the chemistry, huh?
Did you hear it's our first date, Robin?
I know. It's so cute. You guys sound really good together.
Yeah, do you like the M&M deal here?
I do.
Okay, well, I just brought you up because, Mike was starting to talk about winter and snow and all that sort of stuff. And I forgot to ask Kim Miller Medium 2 weeks ago when she was in. I usually ask her for an intuitive weather report. And I forgot to ask her what she felt was in store for our winter up here. And if we were going to get snowed out of the studio and stuff. Last winter, she was very accurate and said it was not going to be a tough, cold, cold winter, and it was going to be a lot wetter than usual. She was very accurate about that. But I forgot to ask her. But That's what I was just thinking. We have Rob and Alexis, Mount Shasta Mystic, on the air. So have you got any intuitive sense as to what our winter up here in the greater Seattle area is going to be like?
Well, my gut feeling is it's going to be snowy.
Oh, thanks.
But that could be because it's snowing here.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I have to say, it was the first really frosty day at my house this morning. And I, I'm feeling so blessed. I really feel like I live in a little piece of heaven on earth out in Monroe. And that there's something going on with my space, because I have one fuchsia that I didn't take in yet because it's still blooming. It's my favorite one. And I debated yesterday and debated yesterday. I said, no, it's still blooming. I'm going to keep it out until I'm sure it's going to freeze. And sure enough, it was a little frosty this morning, but the temperature did not dip all the way down to 30. In fact, it was like 34 to 36 last night at my place. And so it was okay. But as soon as I got off my property, Robin, and I drove, I was like half a mile away, it dipped down a mile away from my property, it dipped down to 27.
Whoa.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? A mile away. So somehow,
somebody's
spirit,
looking out for you.
Somebody's taking care of my plants. I said, all right, I'll take it in this afternoon. But I was hesitant because it's so pretty. But now, speaking of snow and all of that, and if y'all don't know, Robin, in fact, I can't imagine that any of you don't, but if you just happen to be switching your radio down, you're just tuning in. Robin Alexis is the co-host of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, which she co-hosts with her husband, Bob. And you have robinalexis.com and the Soul Spa and all of that, and I'm sure we'll talk about that as the show goes on. But you are now broadcasting live from Mount Shasta.
Yes.
Because you have recently moved down there.
Yes. We were guided by our guides and guardian angels that we needed to leave the Port Angeles Strait of Juan de Fuca Bluff and come here during the years up until like 2013 anyway. So
you're going to be living there. Well, I didn't know this, folks. Mike, I don't know. Have you ever been to Mount Shasta?
Actually, I have. I was talking to Bob earlier when Bob and Robin were connecting. And in a previous business life, I used to get to Mount Shasta on a fairly regular basis. It's been a while. It's probably been 10 years since I've been there, but it's just a gorgeous,
I've never been
lovely
there.
Area.
I can be kind of naive and underexposed, as they say, sometimes. And I have to say, I've never been to Mount Shasta. I really don't know where it is. I know it's in Northern California somewhere. It's a mountain. I've seen pictures. But I don't know where the city, you know, of Mount Shasta is and all of that. But I just found out from talking to Robin, like, 2 days ago, I had no idea what they were in store for down there. And that what'd you say, elevation-wise, Robin, you're about 4,000 feet or so?
Yeah, we're just below 4,000 feet. And we expect to get about 7 feet of snow.
Yeah. Guess what? She said that what their understanding is, it starts in November, and then by April, everybody's like just had enough. But they expect to be living, and this is where they live, their house, 7 feet of snow for the whole frickin' winter. Can you imagine?
That's what happens
seven
up in the mountains.
7 feet of snow.
It snows.
Are you kidding me? I'm blown away. I told her I'd enjoy that for, well, if we're going to be generous, maybe a week, and I'd be done.
It depends if the town's small enough that it's easier to get around, although there obviously are some hills. I was telling Bob earlier that I had just an awful drive once from Mount Shasta driving back to Medford to
Oregon.
The airport.
Okay.
And driving through, getting out of Shasta in getting up through the Siskiyous was just an adventure.
Yeah, the Siskiyous can be really a dicey travel if there's
dicey.
A lot of snow.
Very dicey.
Now, are the Siskiyous and those passes, is that higher than our, like, Stevens Pass and Snoqualmie Pass? Do you have any idea?
I don't know exactly, but my sense is that it's a higher pass or higher summit.
Oh, I think so.
Snoqualmie is only 3,000 feet.
Well, anyway, Robin, my dear friend, my heart goes out to you.
No, it's all good.
And seven feet of snow?
Yeah, it's all what you get used to and what you enjoy and what you like. And the offset is the summers are just glorious. Right, Robin?
Yeah, we really did have extremely nice summer and fall. And it's been snowing here for a couple of days, but there's hardly any accumulation. It's maybe 2 inches, so it's
well, just wait, honey. Just wait. They've already hired a guy to. You have to hire snow blowers and stuff to come take care of you, or otherwise you wouldn't be able to get out of your house for like 6 months.
Yeah, that's you see right. Lots of trucks with blades in the front just to they push snow around. Gotta
well,
do it.
It made it easy. Once I talked to Robin 2 days ago, I now know what I'm sending Robin and Bob for Christmas.
Uh-oh.
In fact, I was online last night, looking to make sure I could get them. And I'm gonna send you my favorite keep warm and stay safe in the winter little things I've discovered.
Aww.
So I'll do my share. But all I can say is better you and not me, so we can all think of, at least there probably won't be any problem. Well, any problem with phones and stuff? I think you said that there's often power outages during the winter, so you go several days without power.
Yes, and I'm actually hearing an echo back on the phone today, and the light's been flickering off and on. So I'm kind of hoping Bob comes
Mike
in.
Mike says he's here. You're hearing here. I'm not hearing anything in my ears. Am I just being protected from this or what?
No, it's just a little bit of noise. It's right at the threshold. It's not real loud, but I can hear it just faintly.
Here comes Bob. So I'm going to give him the ears and see if he can fix it.
Okay.
He's got his headset on, but we can keep talking while he's checking it out.
Will you say hi?
Hi, Mark. Martha, I didn't have my mic on.
Well, I understand you're looking forward to 7 feet of snow.
Well.
So what's the matter with you?
Well, first of all, it doesn't guarantee that there's going to be 7 feet of snow. We just listen to all the people around.
I see. Well, we'll stay in touch to find out.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's say it's not 7 feet. Let's say it's only 5 feet.
No, I'm not looking forward to it, but I will accept it because I am here and now.
Well, ooh. Gosh, aren't you a mature, advanced soul?
Well, somebody has to be in this family.
Yeah, I've been pretty crabby about being here.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Oh. I'll tell you what, we have an echo, so I think we'll disconnect and try to reconnect, okay?
That would be just, is that okay, Mike?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Well, I tell you what now, you know what we can do? Let's see, if you're going to do that, shall we take care of our advertisers and sponsors early and get that out of the way, and then we'll be free for the rest of the hour. So why don't we do that? You guys disconnect and reconnect. We'll take care of advertisers and sponsors, and then we'll actually get serious and maybe start the show when we get back. What do you think? Sounds like a plan to me.
Let's go for it.
All right. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Penn and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to. Hello.
Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too
much. That's right. Very virtual.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville, or give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Are you worthy of being happy? Oprah Winfrey says worthiness is your birthright. You are worthy of being happy. Robin Alexis would be privileged to assist you to embrace your worthiness and help you get and maintain a happy life again. You are invited to post in Robin's private online Soul Spa forums and share with others what inhibits you from feeling worthy to live a happy life. Soul Spa members, people like you, have signed confidentiality agreements to keep all the communication that happens in the Soul Spa. Let Robin Alexis and Soul Spa members help you move from breakdowns to the miracle of breakthroughs. As you participate in the Robin Alexis online Soul Spa, you will liberate yourself and feel worthy of living a happy life again. Visit RobinAlexis.com for more details on the special offer of a reading with Robin and a 1 year's membership to the Soul Spa, or call 360-457-2993. Embrace your happiness now.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, and we're actually just getting rolling. We've been kind of fooling around and getting to know everybody here, and it is our first official Sunday with our new production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here.
Pushing all the buttons, hopefully the right ones.
Yeah, well, you know, I have to say that you're a lot more,
careful.
Yeah.
You want to say the right pick? Choose your words carefully.
Because you know how much I love Gary.
Absolutely. But, we all love Gary.
But I guess Gary and I had been working together for so many years that he didn't do a lot of the normal professional Q-type stuff.
You said it earlier. You were an older married couple.
An older married couple. But you actually give me like little 10 seconds to the, you actually tell me what's going on.
It's just doing my job, ma'am.
Half the time I'd be ready to do something, like when Kevin and Kim were here would say, like, oh, it's time to do this, and Elvis would leave the building. Gary's just like gone. And it's like, wait a minute. But anyway, I forgot to tell you one of the official rules on Animal World, and that is if you do something wrong or there's something goes wrong, it's if you're not here, it's your fault.
It's the only way.
So, I suppose for a while, because, you know, when we went to break, usually you get animal sounds in the music, and we got some pretty music, but there were no animals.
Not exactly what I had in mind.
But you said you hit the wrong button.
I did hit the wrong button.
So, that was Gary's fault. Gary, or we could also say,
Gary, if you're listening, buddy, hey, I'm
Animal
so sorry.
World skull screener Scotty Robertson isn't here today either.
True,
so it could
Scotty's
be Scotty's fault. So it was Gary and Scotty's fault.
The two of them
I
conspired.
Suppose for a while we won't be able to blame Gary much longer, but we can blame Scotty. He's not here.
Well, we'll have a tribute show for Gary here in the future, I'm sure.
Well, we did that last week. Did you know his wife came in with his two kids?
Well, I met Finley for the first
Baker.
Time. Did not see Baker
or Mary.
That's right,
because you came in probably before they left last Sunday.
I saw Finley. And
isn't she cute?
Just a remarkable girl. Just
Well, Baker kind of took over the board.
As guys do.
Yeah, and then when Gary disappeared, he was on the floor with Baker, so he wasn't unplugging stuff. But we had a lot of fun with them in the studio. So anyway, if you were with us before the break, Robin Alexis is here with us. It's a Robin and Martha Sunday, and she was getting an echo in her ear, so they disconnected and connected back in. Robin, are you back with us?
I am.
Are we got any better in your ears now?
No, I just started talking, and it's echoing again.
Oh, bummer. Yeah, but when Bob was on, it had stopped, but now it started up again. So I guess that's just the way it's going to be every now and then from here.
Well, gosh, I was hoping that it would get straightened out. Well, let us know if we need to, whatever we need to do, we will
okay.
do. And basically, as the show goes on today, I'll tell you what we've got going. We have the usual stuff. We're going to run a tip, my fall into winter tip, keep those animals safe in the cold weather. And since it's now getting freezing up here, you want to gonna you need to know this stuff. So we'll do that at 10 o'clock. About 10:50, we will do current events as usual. Contact information as we start the 11 o'clock hour. And I've got some follow-up. We've got some animals in the news. Since it's the first Sunday of the month, and often that is Vet Sunday, I'm going to fill you in on a little veterinary stuff. Those of you that have followed Vet Sunday on Animal World and know Dr. Al Pluckner and his endocrine immune imbalance, I've got some Dr. Pluckner stories to tell. And since Robin's been kind of involved in those, I'll tell you about that. We'll talk about those. And then as we get into the follow-up in animals in the news, as we traditionally do on a Martha and Robin Sunday, what we do is that Robin and I tune in together to these animal situations around the world to kind of see what the animals have to say and what's really going on and what we have to learn from these situations. And sometimes humans chime in too, and I'm only saying that because there's a follow-up issue that involves an animal and a human. So that's kind of what's going to happen today. And I think
I hear you say you're going to do updates on the kittens?
Well, that would be the first follow-up item, which is where we're going right now. And, of course, the last couple times you've been on the air, Robin, we spent most of the time talking about my boys are back story.
Yes.
And, Mike, you haven't been here. So you probably need to go to the Animal World Archives and listen. Go back to Robin and Martha Sundays and listen to all the stories. I mean, to get the doo-doo-doo-doo stuff and get caught up because I have reincarnations of two of my former kitties now back in little ruddy Abyssinian suits. And, oh, they're so cute. And I'm just so in love with these two. And Robin, I have to tell you, in fact, I was telling you the other day that every day that goes by, they're developing patterns, habits, and characteristics that are more and more like the personalities they were before.
How fun is that?
Yeah, and that's amazing. And then Mike, you'll love this, because I have no idea. See, I don't even know. See, I don't know Mike well enough. I mean, this is our first official date. See, I don't know if you are into metaphysics and spiritual stuff or you're not.
I am an observer and in a learning mode in this in this part of my life. So
okay.
I readily admit there's a lot I don't know. But there's a lot I'd like to learn about. So generally speaking, I'm all ears.
Well, isn't that nice that you're open? Because we're going to rattle your cage.
All right. Bring it on.
Yeah. So here's the deal, Mike. when Ping and Pong are my new little ruddy Abyssinian boys, they were Scooty and Jilpy previously, and both had passed within the last 3 years. Jilpy about 3 years ago, Scooty this last winter. And they've been talking to me and Robin all along, getting ready to come back. And I told them to let me know when they had found bodies and had to be close and dirt simple and obvious and all of that. And they came in through a breeder 30 minutes away from me. And ruddy Abyssinians are not easy to come by. But so anyway, I have my boys are back. But once I had the kittens at home, we had some bizarre experiences going on, didn't we, Robin?
Yes.
And we couldn't, they came with upper respiratory viruses, so that was part of the problem, but in trying to get them healthy and get them stabilized, but things with Pong were really unusual, and also with my little older young cat, Sophie Sweet Cheeks, and we couldn't figure out what's going on until, when then Robin and I realized that there were souls popping in and out, and that it wasn't always the same souls in the bodies, and it was very weird, Mike. And when I started asking, who are you, or what's going on? I get this little voice, but I want to be back with you. I should be back with you too. And I'm going, what? Who? And then I realized very quickly that my first beloved ruddy Abyssinian, Buzzy, was the culprit. And I thought I was done with him because he passed away like 15, well, 18 years ago.
How did you determine that it was him?
Well, because I heard that little voice, I should be back with you too. Well, and then I got his face in my third eye. And then I realized, of course, in the recent time period, I had been what I thought was remembering him a lot. I would remember him sleeping with me and motoring me and greeting me with my God, and I was having all these memories. And I just thought I was remembering Buzzy. I didn't quite get it that he was communicating with me, and since I was getting ruddy Abyssinians, he wanted to come back. Well, Robin helped me straighten all this out, and who is who, and she confirmed for me that was, in fact, who was talking and communicating with me and bouncing in and out of my kitty's little bodies. And so then Robin and I, you know, both had conversations with Buzzy, and we said, well, if you want to come back, you know, the breeder told me that she thought she had another queen kitty that she thought was pregnant by the same dad as, you know, my ping and pong. And did he want to come back in his own body? He said, yeah, sign me up. So called up the breeder and ordered Buzzy. And Buzzy was born, will be 3 weeks ago tomorrow. And there are three little ruddy males in his litter, and the breeder sent me pictures of them like a week or so ago. They're about 10 days old. And Robin, I sent it on to you. Are they the cutest little things you ever saw?
They are so healthy looking.
Oh, a little baby ruddy Abyssinians, a little more than a week old. They are so cute. This little pig pile of three little ruddy Abyssinians. So I'm so excited my Buzzy's coming back.
And when will that occur?
Well, I don't quite know. Now, when I got Ping and Pong, they were 3 and 4 months old. But they were that old primarily because that's when I found them. That, you know, so I haven't really discussed with this particular breeder when she is usually comfortable selling the kittens. I'm used to getting kittens a little older when I buy from breeders as opposed to rescuing, like Miss Sophie Sweetchicks, because she fit in my palm. She was so tiny when I rescued her. But I like getting them older when they get experience with the breeder that will benefit them when they move into my house with other animals. And the one thing, I suppose in most situations when people have kittens, like they have kittens at home, the ideal time to transfer a kitten from mom and siblings to a new home with humans is usually somewhere the earliest 6 to 8 weeks. I think that's a little early, but, you know, 8 to 10 weeks is usually the ideal time. But I'm not exactly sure when we'll bring Buzzy home. Now, I'm not concerned about him getting socialization with the older cats because I've got plenty of cats to teach him the ropes and how to behave. But the breeder does have human children, which I don't have, which is good exposure. And what I really, really like, because see, right now I'm without dog. And the breeder has several dogs. So see, Ping and Pong were already bonded with several dogs when I adopted them. So when I get a new dog probably next spring or summer, it won't be a big deal for them. They already know what a dog is. So I want Buzzy to stay long enough with Andrea to get to know the dogs. So whenever that happens, we'll just trust spirit.
Absolutely. Then you'll take pictures, and we'll all get to see them as they make the transition.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. So anyway, the boys are back and doing fabulously well. One of them is part of the Pluckner stories, but we'll get to that in a few minutes. And I just wanted to update you on Buzzy is so cute. Oh, my gosh, he's so cute. Oh, so cute. And G-Man has decided to hang around for a while. He is my oldest Abyssinian. For a while, he was saying, he's part of the Pluckner stuff, too. He was saying, I want one of those new hot little Abyssinian bodies, and so I'm going to leave, too, and I'll come back with Buzzy. And I had to say, sorry, no, I just can't handle saying goodbye to you, and I need your older energy, mellow energy. You need to hang out to teach the boys for a while and go whenever your normal time would be up. And then you can come back, just like they did. But stay and be King G for a while. And and he's agreed to do that, right, Robin?
Oh, yes.
And he seems to be a happy camper at the moment. More details on that when we get to the Plechner stuff. So I think that's the update. With the boys are back and Buzzy's on his way.
Woohoo!
I'm excited. And they're so cute. Now, I, of course, think Robin needs a ruddy Abyssinian now. Because I'm a firm believer, if you have not raised and been loved by a ruddy Abyssinian, you have not truly been loved in this lifetime.
But can they burrow in 7 feet of snow? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know, if anybody could, an Abby could, but no, I think, of course, now you've been talking about that because you do have a cat, Rumi, Robin.
Yes, yeah, so and Rumi is a reincarnated cat from a previous cat Bob and I had.
Cool. And he's really, and you're saying that he's really liking it down there in Mount Shasta.
He loves it here, Masa.
And apparently because you have a nice backyard that's fully fenced with a high fence, so he can be out with you in the backyard while you're supervising, of course. And
yes,
he apparently really likes that.
He does, and we have an attached two-car garage with three cords of wood in it, and he likes to go out into the garage and sit on top of the wood pile.
So he'll still be able to do that, but I was thinking in the backyard, I mean, wait till there's 7 feet of snow, Rumi, you won't be so anxious to go out there, I don't think.
No, yesterday morning he went out and it was snowing, and he wasn't out there 5 minutes, and he was like, to heck with this.
Yeah. I can remember taking Scooty and the Blue Boys out on their jackets and flexi leads out into the snow for the first time at the farm. And it was so funny. Scooty take a step in the snow and then shake his foot off, and another step, shake his foot off, and pretty much they decided that snow wasn't their thing.
No.
So when it was snowing, I didn't have to take them for walks. And, of course, the cat run, it didn't snow inside their cat run, so they could go out and watch it snow. They did like to chase snowflakes when it was coming down. But I was surprised this morning. It was so frosty and cold. Both G-Man and Sophie were out in the cat run. Ping and Pong, it was too cold for them. And I'm just as glad they stayed inside.
Sometime I hope you create a YouTube video of this cat run that you have.
Oh, I'll tell you, I'm going to have to do that. First of all, I've got to get my new computer because, you know, with my old computer, I pretty much can't do anything. I can't even watch YouTube videos, let alone put up a video. But as soon as I get my new computer, which I am planning to do before Mercury goes retrograde here towards, you know, later in the month. So hopefully that will happen. And once I do that, then I'll be able to learn to use the digital camera that I've had for quite a while and don't know how to use. And then I'll be able to upload stuff and, you know, I might actually move into the 21st century. You know, it is possible. You never know. That's the nice thing about Mike, too. He does not come packing an iPhone and stuff.
I don't.
Yay!
My phone is for two purposes only, to make phone calls and to, it's a great alarm clock since I don't have an alarm clock.
I have an alarm clock, so I don't use my phone, but mine, yes, I... Thank you. That's wonderful. I think Mike and I are more compatible.
Just trying to keep it simple.
But you're also older.
Well, thank you very much.
I mean, not necessarily
so
older
nice of you
than
to
me.
Notice.
I mean, older than Gary. Gary is kind of like just a babe.
I see.
I really robbed the cradle. But
those are your words, not mine.
Yeah, well, it's true.
Help us out here, Robin. We're going down the path.
But you've got a little gray in that beard.
I think it's funny.
That, you know, we sort of match. I think we are a better match.
The dreaded gray beard disease has definitely set in.
Well, I shaved mine off, so... well, it's not so much a beard, it's more a mustache, but, oh, God.
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Okay, shut up, Martha. Let's get with the program here. How about we get to our follow-up animals in the news stuff? Would you like to do that? I think it would be good to do that. Let's see, what are we going to do? Are we going to do the... Let's do this follow-up first. Let's start with some good follow-up. Would you like some good follow-up?
Yes.
All right. You may all remember, you know, the last Sunday of every month we do Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. Well, it wasn't the end of last month. It wasn't the end of the month before. It was the end of the month before. So a few months back on Shelter Update Sunday, we introduced for the first time, and she was in the studio with us, Eileen Weintraub, and she is the creator of Help Animals India. which there's a nice website. She does lots of work to help the animals in India. Well, I don't know if you heard that interview. If you did, you heard me ask her about a friend of a client of mine whose name is Mary and who had been over in India very recently for medical treatment. And while she was there, she met a dog that was pretty emaciated, and she kind of took care of the dog, and the dog took care of her while she was there. And she named the dog Baby, and she really wanted to bring the dog, you know, to adopt the dog and bring the dog home for with her because it was a stray and an abandoned dog. But she was not able to work it out, and it all fell through, and she was not able to bring Baby home with her. And ever since she got back, she was working to try to bring Baby back to the States. And she's kind of a one-eyed, short-haired, you know, Indian dog that, you know, has suffered a great deal in her life. I have a photograph here that I have been sent. And at any rate, I asked Eileen if I had Mary contact her, if she could help her with her contacts in India, maybe get Baby and to bring her back. Well, I have good news, because I just heard this news this week, and here's the email from my friend, who is the friend of Mary's, said, "A lot to report on how well things are going now with bringing Baby home. Mary is over the moon. Eileen was incredibly helpful. This morning when I talked with her, she had more joy in her voice and heart than I have heard from her in a very long time." And here is the, she sent me a copy of the email that Mary sent. Martha wanted you to see, and Mary says, "To me, it is a miracle." And this is an email from Samina, who's in India, who's a rescuer in India, and she says, "Baby is a babe. We will take care of this, Mary. Please don't worry. She is lucky you have found her. Let's hope the trip is not too stressful for you, for her. Which state and city are you in? Talk to you soon." And that's from Samina. So the good news is that Eileen Weintraub and Help Animals India helped Mary get in touch with the right people, and now the right rescue people in India are going to ship Baby home here to the States to Mary. So isn't that wonderful?
That's beautiful.
Now, Robin, does it feel good to you that this is going to go off and that Baby's going to be able to fly all the way from India to Washington?
Well, it feels good until she gets to Washington. So there's some sort of adjustment that I'm sensing, but I'm not sure what it is.
And maybe it'll just mean that I'll need to work with Mary and her to help Baby adjust.
Yeah. We may need to do some telepathic communication with Baby, because I think she actually might miss the vibration of India.
Oh, I know. That's interesting. Because, you know, we do know, depending on what part of the world that you're used to being in and where you're born, there are vibrations that you relate to, and taking I know from other animals, when especially when it's switching hemispheres. Now, I don't know that much. I don't have a world, we don't have a globe around here and a world map, but is India in the same hemisphere that we are? Does anybody know? Do you know, Mike?
Is India?
Yeah.
No, it's in Asia.
I mean hemisphere.
It's in the eastern hemisphere.
I mean north-south.
Is it north of the equator?
Is it north of the equator?
Yes, it
I think
is.
It is, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yes,
yeah.
It is. Most of it is.
So that's a good thing, that it's in the northern hemisphere, but it's like on the opposite part of the planet from us. So is that part of the problem, Robin, just the physical location changing so dramatically?
Yeah, but also the whole vibration of the culture there, the land. And I've been looking to see if maybe if something could come that carried the vibration of India, like maybe a particular dog collar or a crystal or something.
Now that's interesting.
Or maybe what I actually just got is that Mary, if Mary has something
I was just getting too, that Mary, I bet Mary has something from India.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. I will let Joyce know and pass that on to Mary.
Good.
Maybe she brought, wouldn't that be neat if she brought back a blanket or a shawl or something? that was made in India, something like that, that would help baby adjust. All right, well, I will...
A baby blanket!
Hey, that's cool. Or maybe the rescue could send a baby blanket if they don't have one.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Now, this is the second follow-up in the news. This is actually in the news from around the Northwest, and this is out of the Port Angeles area, Robin. And we actually, you were with me when we did the first round of this, and when I said earlier, sometimes we communicate with humans as well as animals, and that there was a story coming up involving both. Well, this is it. Because if you all remember, during the summer, while hiking on the Olympic Peninsula, a man, Bob Boardman, was gored and killed by the mountain goat. Y'all remember that? And I had reported on that on a Robin and Martha Sunday, and Robin, we were intending to tune into the mountain goat to find out, you know, why this happened and if there were messages and things to be learned. And we didn't get so much the mountain goat. We got Bob Boardman popped in. And he had a lot to say. Well, what's in the news this week is that the family, it's a Port Angeles family, has filed a wrongful death lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Tacoma against the Department of Interior's National Park Service, claiming it should have taken steps to prevent the death of Bob Boardman, who was gored to death by the mountain goat near Hurricane Ridge. In the complaint, Boardman's family claims Park Service correspondence and other records show park staff knew the goat was dangerous, but they did nothing about it. The goat was shot and killed by the Park Service after the goring. The family had filed an administrative damage claim against the Park Service, a preliminary to filing a lawsuit, but the Park Service rejected that. Now, in the complaint, the family sought $10 million in damages. That seems a lot. In the lawsuit, the family didn't specify monetary damages. Those, if awarded, would be determined by the judge. So I guess, Robin, this is the first thing we'll tune into. You know, I just always question lawsuits and stuff and if these things are necessary. I think we did feel, didn't we, when we tuned in the last time, that there was some negligence on the part of the Park Service in not dealing with this goat. And I think we also determined that the Boardmans themselves really didn't do anything to cause, you know, they weren't harassing the goat or anything.
No, they're very responsible people.
Yeah.
And I remember, I'm actually feeling Bob now. He's not coming in as strong as he did a couple months ago.
Yeah, he was real angry at that last time.
Yeah, he was. And I can see him and his mouth is moving, but I can't hear everything he's saying. And I'm not sure if that's symbolic of him not feeling heard or the family not feeling heard. Mm. But he's saying that he does feel it's important to bring attention to this matter.
Yeah, because this has been happening elsewhere, where these mountain goats, and apparently these mountain goats are not a native species to the area. They were brought in. But these males get very territorial. And what some of the advice has been, if you're hiking in these areas like up on Hurricane Ridge, they don't want you going off the trail to urinate, guys, because that attracts. So you remember that, Mike.
Why just guys?
Well, because...
What if gals, you know, nature calls? What are you going to do?
Well, yeah, we don't do it as quickly and easily
as
true. Boys
we're,
do.
We're fairly frivolous.
You guys tend to hose the planet.
I could respond to that, but please continue.
I think they said that they're attracted to the salt content in the urine. I'm not so sure that that's the case, that it isn't a territorial thing with them. I think it's more than just the salt content. But And I was thinking if that is the case, there would be things that maybe, you know, they have the big square block salt licks, you know, that we put out for horses and out sometimes for deer and that sort of thing. But why couldn't the Park Service put a bunch of salt licks off the trails and back, you know, to attract the, if that's all it was. But we were talking about some things that could be done. Are you getting anything else, Robin, that we need to learn from this?
Well, I'm hearing more from Bob, and he's indicating that he had tried to protect the people in the group that he was with, and he still feels that if he hadn't have taken the actions that he did, that more people could have been injured. So it's all unfortunate, but it is what it is. And he's also speaking to the bigger matter of it's not just this particular situation, it's that we're not doing our jobs correctly in certain situations, and it's creating a dysfunctional America, really.
Isn't that
true? So he's kind of wound up.
Yeah, as I recall, he was wound up the first time around.
Yeah.
I'm wondering about, generally speaking, I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, Robin, in your perception, but when human souls leave their bodies and cross to the other side, usually they begin doing a lot of work on themselves.
Yes.
And the emotions tend to diffuse or be worked out. But it sounds like he's still really hooked into this.
Yes, and I think that in this particular situation, it probably serves him. I mean, maybe we should take a look at that, but certainly as he's communicating to us, he feels he needs the passion to fuel and to communicate. And the idea that's coming to mind is how Buzzy had to keep working with you until you understood he was actually speaking to you. Thought you were just remembering him, and I sense from Bob that he feels that way too. He needs to keep communicating till people get it.
So he is then communicating with his family, and he is supporting the lawsuit?
Yes.
And I guess that's all we need to know is, because we don't have permission from the family to really dive into this and all of that sort of thing. But
I agree.
It's not like he's stomping his feet over there saying, oh, no, I don't want them to sue. He's supporting all of this.
He's an advocate of this.
There are lessons that need to be learned so that this doesn't happen. This kind of, you know, killing of humans by wild animal doesn't happen again under these circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, what's it going to take? A child being killed? A baby being dragged off? I mean, people need to think.
Yeah, yeah. And apparently this is a pattern with these male mountain goats. So we'll hope that gets better. All right. Oh, no, this is just...
He just said thank you.
Oh, good. You're welcome, Bob. And but just, Bob, I don't feel comfortable going into a whole lot of details with this without actually having permission from your family.
He says that's fine.
All right. There's another local story here. And, did you see the reports, Mike, of the black bear that was on the loose in Lakewood?
I read about it in yesterday's paper, yes.
Yeah, and this was a black bear, Robin, that was kind of running around in the Lakewood area of Tacoma, Pierce County neighborhood, and apparently a big, healthy black bear, and I think the Department of Fish and Wildlife felt he was probably eating a lot of bird seed and that sort of thing, because he was big and fat, and it took them 3 hours and a whole bunch of tranquilizer darts and chasing him all over the place to get him sedated. He was a 4-year-old weighing about 230 pounds, and they said that he had such a thick layer of fat that prevented some of the darts from really working. Mm. But they apparently transported him way far away into a remote area of the Olympics or Cascade Mountains. They made sure that he woke up, but then they released him. So I don't know if there's anything coming through about black bears or this black bear or this situation, but it sounds like they they made the effort to chase this guy around and capture him rather than giving up and getting frustrated and killing him, like which happens in a lot of situations.
Yeah, and he's in a much better place now. You sure, as a bear or any wild animal, you sure don't want to be hanging out in the urban areas. And, of course, that is happening more and more as our population continues to grow and we start to build out into nature.
Well, the other thing, what we could tune into, Robin, is often what the Department of Fish and Wildlife says with some of these animals and why they elect to kill them rather than relocate them. So they say sometimes it's more problems, it causes more problems than solves by releasing them out in remote areas because of the territorial nature of a lot of animals. And that can be a problem with cougars, I know, but I'm wondering, with this black bear, and having been around humans as long as he is, now that he's in a remote area of the mountains somewhere, is he going to be okay? Is he going to adjust where he is?
Well, I'm seeing he's a little logy, and he's getting his bearings.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was hearing is a fed bear is a dead bear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they forget how, like you just said, Martha, they forget how to function in the wild.
Yeah, they learn how to raid bird feeders,
yes,
and garbage cans, but then that prevents them from hunting and gathering food in their normal ways.
Yes. But I think this particular bear is going to be okay. I see him having a little bit of a challenge, but then I see he'll be fine.
Yeah, that's kind of what I got, is that it may be an adjustment period for him, but he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now,
for him.
This could be a follow-up thing as well. I just... What possesses people? And I just, you know, the karma behind something like this, you just got to wonder... did y'all hear the story? This is out of Cowlitz County, and two people have now been arrested in the theft of an English bulldog that was held for ransom and later found dead. Did you hear that?
No, you didn't hear that story? This is news to me.
Oh, well, this is just very recently, and you know what English bulldogs, everybody loves them.
Of course.
This gal who was apparently didn't have a lot of money, but had some physical disabilities. Her English bulldog was stolen. And then she got, I can't remember if she got emails or text. Let's see, the dog named Jagger vanished from his owner's home in Woodland on October 5th. The owner received pictures of the dog as well as a text message demand for $1,000 and prescription pain medication.
Oh my goodness.
Now she contacted the sheriff about this and didn't pay the ransom or turn over her painkillers, and the dog was then found last week was found dead along the railroad tracks.
Oh,
that's now, horrible.
Isn't that? Yeah. So now the Cowlitz County Sheriff says two men, I think, have been arrested in the theft of this bulldog. Yes, two men, both in their late 30s, were arrested Tuesday for investigation of charges that include possessive stolen property, extortion, and giving false statement to law enforcement. The sheriff's office said it made the arrest after getting a tip that the dog had been seen at one of the men's homes. But it just made me sick when I heard the story. But yet, you know, I also know metaphysically that generally there are no coincidences and things don't just generally happen out of the blue. Are you getting any hit on this, Robin? Is this a karmic thing for all of these people and this dog? Is there a lesson we're to learn here? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I'm not getting karma, but I am seeing Jagger kind of walking in circles in a ghost energy around where he was found.
Mm.
So, I, you know, at some point I'm going to just do a clearing.
I was going to say, maybe we just need to help him cross over, because that has had to be a horrible experience for him.
Okay. And he's saying it's not a karmic issue here. It's a drug-induced, crazed thinking.
Mm.
And, you know, we've been talking a bit about how drugs affect people in the soul spa, and I think this is an incident where, you know, you literally do fry your brain, you fry your energy fields, and you just don't think clearly.
Yeah, yeah, and so you have to assume that these men that stole this dog probably knew the owner.
Absolutely.
And must have known that she was taking painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
But what a crummy thing to do, to
it's
steal
so
a dog.
Cruel.
But then, and then to kill it.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm assuming that's what they did.
Yes.
But this is gross. Yeah, anyway, I'm just very, very sad.
Okay, well, I can see your deceased horse, Dan, is going and helping Jagger.
Oh, thanks, Dan.
Yeah, and there's...
Yeah, I see him, too.
Yeah, I can feel him. Okay, mm-hmm. they're getting ready to go to the light here through the portal.
All right, so we'll make sure that Jagger crosses over and we get him taken care of, but... My goodness, folks. We just have to wake up and stop doing this kind of stuff.
Maybe I could tell a lighter story.
Yes?
This week I got a call from a friend of mine saying that his mother had passed, and I tried several times to call him and got his answering machine. Well,
Mike is reminding me. Remember, I told Kim and Kevin, Mike cares a whole lot more about the clock, and I'm not paying attention. And, of course, it is, our clock says it's 11 o'clock. I hope you all remember to fall back.
Yeah, one clock says 11 o'clock. The clock says 10 o'clock.
Well, I see two clocks that say 11 o'clock.
The clock is the clock.
Oh, the clock would be your clock.
You got it.
That you're
absolutely
looking at. Of course, I'm looking at two other clocks.
I'm such a control freak.
Yeah, you are. So I tell you what, I'm remembering, and I'm so glad you brought that up, Robin, because I read that story on the Soul Spa, and I was going to ask you to tell that story because it's a great, great story. So, folks, we will tell that story as we're winding our way through here, Animals in the News, and making our way to some vet stuff and all that stuff as the show progresses. But let's save that story. And this is a story about how humans and animals connect on the other side. It's really good. So stay with us. We're going to run Martha's Fall into Winter Tips so you know how to take care of your animal friends in this cold weather. And especially if you have little spoiled models in dog suits that might not be comfortable peeing and doing their stuff outside in the cold weather. You need to know how to handle that so you don't have accidents in your house. Or mistakes on purpose in the house. So listen up, and we will continue. We're here until noon. Animal World will be back right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.